This podcast has at least 100 laughs in it. Golden Circle produces more than 100 products like yummy fruit juices, sparkling juice and cordial. Pour some sunshine and share it around this summer with Golden Circle. A funny and sunny good day with everyone. Golden Circle. Share sunshine.
Golden Circle. Golden Circle. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy. Boom, boom, boom,
boom. Yeah, it is for you Wednesday afternoon, guys. An absolutely crazy amount of money to give away today.
It's cash, cash, so much cash.
We're going to try and give away 10 grand. Yep. We're definitely giving away a separate 5 grand.
Yeah.
It's pretty good in anyone's books.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to say that you did good last night.
I made a lasagna.
You did.
Yes.
Making lasagna takes time.
Yes.
Takes energy.
Thank you.
It was a little bit burnt. But apart from that, I thought it was a cracking effort.
Thank you. I asked people to compliment me on it, thinking that how would you possibly say a derogatory comment about this? And so
about the
many
burnt
people,
square you posted.
Oh, mate, I don't think the burny bits on lasagna are the best. I've only ever had
crunchy bits around the edge, but when you burn the whole top. Did you have to take that top off when you ate it?
No, that was great. One of our producers suggested today that that was carcinogenic, and I reckon it was...
Carcinogenic, but delicious.
But delicious, exactly.
It did look like you'd made it for a family of 10.
Yes.
Yeah. You're going to be eating that for a while.
It's gone.
What?
Yes.
What do you mean? You've eaten all of that. You and your housemate have eaten an entire family size.
Let's move on.
Is that why you're a bit sluggish today, mate?
At Carrie and Tommy Show, if you want to see the size of this lasagna.
I have not stopped sweating all day, and I've been wondering why. Hey, up next, I want to play a game with you that involves talking dirty and cooking.
Oh, this is inspired by your cheesy lasagna.
Yeah, my crusty lasagna.
We'll do it next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
That is the latest one from Miley Cyrus. It's called Midnight Sky. She's in the news a little bit later on.
I think this is going to be interesting. This is what happens when we think of a game, but we don't play it until we're live on air.
You've just handed me a recipe book.
Yes.
And I've just been having a little flick through.
Mm.
And what I'm guessing is going to happen, because you haven't taught me through this, do we have to read recipes in a dirty voice?
Yeah, and then you have to guess what the recipe is. This is what it's called.
Carrie and Tommy's. What's cooking, good looking? Yummy.
That's producer Sonda. Fantastic work there. Why have you gone bright red, Sonda?
Bad at sad, good at sex, Sonda.
Yeah, I thought that was sexy, wasn't it?
It was great, mate.
It was great. It was really, really good. You set the bar high.
Thank you.
You set the bar really high.
Okay. Who do you want to go first?
No, I definitely don't. Jessie. Go Jessie first?
Oh, straight under the bus.
Okay, hang on. We should point out 131060, if you want to get involved, all you need is a recipe nearby. It might even be one you know.
You can Google it if you want.
We'll give our best one $250 thanks to Golden Circle as well.
Great. Yeah. Give us a call. Get involved. Jess.
All right. Okay. So you're going to guess what I'm cooking here.
Yeah. Can you lower the genuine? I never thought I'd say this sentence, but can you lower the level of genuine?
Please? Yeah. All right.
We want a bit of it, don't we?
Do you want a bit of this?
Sorry.
All right.
Yeah.
Preheat oven to 120 degrees. Oh, yeah. Celsius. Line 2 baking trays with non-stick baking paper.
Two. What would you use two?
Use an
electric. Sorry, I forgot I was meant to be guessing the recipe. I'm so taken by Jesse's voice.
It's a cake. It's a cake.
Whisk egg whites.
Omelette. No.
And salt.
Mate, when you're around,
so
you can't think straight. Omelette, a whisker, and two baking trays.
You whisk the eggs. Until
don't baking trays.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Is it not a cake? Is it not a cake?
It's not a cake.
It's biscuits. No.
Two baking trays.
This next little bit will give it away, I reckon.
Okay.
And salt until soft peaks form.
Pavlova?
Yes.
Oh, you're on the right track.
Meringue.
Cake?
Yes,
meringues.
It's a meringue.
It's a type of cake.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm going to start by giving you some ingredients.
Okay.
Jessie, can I have a restart of the music, please?
Okay.
Do you want me to not look at you? Is it weird when I look at you?
No, no, I like how you're staring intent
dead in his eyes.
Just some ingredients, thanks, guys. Focus.
Can you turn the thing. Music down just a tiny bit, thanks?
I only wanted to give you the ingredients so I could say 2 teaspoons ground cumin.
How long did it take you to Google the recipe that had cumin in it?
I just started with the start of the word and see what came to me.
Oh, that would have been an interesting search.
So you know that's one of the ingredients here. Combine spices and oregano or oregano in a bowl. Yeah, you filthy animal, get in there.
That's not what it says. You have to stick to the recipe.
Sorry.
You know what happens when you go and do your own recipe? You've got to stick to the recipe.
Sorry. Season with salt and pepper and then rub spice mixture all over pork.
Combine. A pork roast?
No. I was going to say you're close because there's pork
is it,
involved.
Yeah. Is it pulled pork? It would be, wouldn't it, with you?
Slowly pulled pork. Well done, Jesse. Bickmore.
All right.
All right.
Then?
She started halfway through the recipe.
That's not the first line.
Coming in halfway through.
The bit before says, add the cooked onion mixture to the rest of mince.
That's a weird sexy voice,
that's
mate.
It's a real mood killer.
Then, using your hands, massage and work the mince mixture until completely combined.
It's the chick from the Skybus.
Using wet hands, roll the mixture into golf ball-sized balls.
Meatballs. Is it meatballs?
Almost.
Okay.
Okay. Rest the meatballs in the dish for 10 minutes. Then sprinkle over the cheese and serve.
Jesus. Jesus Christ, Bickmore. Spaghetti
like,
and meatballs?
I feel like I should give you meatballs. It's classic meatballs, which is baked meatballs.
Yeah, then you should absolutely give me meatballs because that's what it was.
To be fair, I just wanted to get to the end when I sprinkled the cheese all over.
We've got callers up next.
131060 if you want to be involved. We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Wednesday afternoon. And on 131060 at the moment, we're doing what's cooking good looking. $250 to our most sexy voice as well, thanks to Golden Circle. Pour some sunshine and share it around this summer with Golden Circle, guys.
Ooh, we have Gabby on the line. G'day, Gabby.
Hi, how are we?
Look, we're great. This is the first time we've played this, Gabby. You've got to put on your best sexy voice and you tell us the method for making something and we've got to guess what it is. Are you ready?
Can do.
Go for it, Gabs.
Crush 1 packet of milk arrowroot biscuit. Combine.
It's aggressive.
Yeah, aggressively. Combine with a tin of condensed milk, a tablespoon of cocoa and a tablespoon of desiccated coconut.
Oh, I know. It's,
massage in.
It's that hedgehog slice.
No.
Oh.
Is it something?
Massage in all together and combine really well.
Oh, I know what it is. It's the rumbles.
Pretty much, yeah.
Protein balls.
Yay!
Yes.
Great job, Gabby. Fantastic.
Good sexy voice.
Yeah. We have David. G'day, David.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, great legend. How are you?
Ah, living the dream.
That's great.
Are you a fan of cooking?
I am.
Are you a fan of sexy time?
Oh, I am. Don't worry about that.
Did you say you're a former pastry chef, David?
Yes.
Okay. So I wonder if that'll factor into...
Or the type of recipe.
Yes. Yeah. David, take it away.
Sift flour and salt to a mixing bowl. Add the shredded butter using your fingertips to rub into the flour until the mixture resembles fine breadcrumbs. Water to mix to a soft but not sticky dough. Turn dough out on a lightly floured board and work surface, knead lightly into dough soup. roll the dough out into a rectangle, measuring about 40 to 25 centimetres.
Is it a quiche?
No. Spread the warm jam over the dough.
It's some
leaving the border about a centimetre wide.
Are they
all the way?
Shortbread? No.
No, what are they called?
Jam.
Rolly. Jam rollies, pollies. Jam rolly. Yeah. Dave, are they?
I don't even know what a jam rolly polly is.
You just heard it, mate.
It's pretty much scones with jam.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of a rolly polly, David?
I am.
I reckon that'll get you $250. It's all yours, mate.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
For your Wednesday afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, coming up a little bit later on, we're going to try and give away $10,000, all thanks to Dr. Ertka Ristorante.
But it is time now for a very, very special announcement.
And the Grammy goes to...
A Grammy winner.
The winner!
Plus, American Music and Brit Awards.
The winner is...
Here we are!
And the Golden Globe goes to...
A Golden Globe.
And the Oscar goes to...
And an Academy Award.
And someone who scared the bejesus out of Carrie Bickmore. For the very first time...
In our...
The world famous rooftop presents Sam Smith.
I'm a singer and I use my voice as an instrument.
Ooh, baby.
A voice truly heaven sent.
Performing live means everything to me.
Sam Smith.
Just watching people sing my music back feels like the music is doing something.
Presented exclusively by the world famous rooftop.
I got chills. They're multiplying.
I went to say that and then stopped myself. How incredible.
I promise not to scream like I did before because that person was very annoying.
It also made it sound like Sam terrorised you. It was really quite a lovely surprise.
The world famous rooftop is back. We love Sam and they're going to be performing in this Australian exclusive. Mm-hmm. It's a very special virtual edition of the world famous rooftop. But the difference is this is an invite only event.
So keep listening and find out how you can win your way in.
Sam Smith's incredible new album, Love Goes, featuring the hit single Diamonds, is out October 30. But we're playing it for you right now. It's Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Sam Smith's latest one. It's called Diamonds for your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy. We're doing it all thanks to Golden Circle. Pour some sunshine and share it around this summer with Golden Circle, guys.
For 70 years, we've been taking a bit of Golden Circle juice to picnics. We love it in this country.
Aussies love Golden Circle. Aussies love summer. Combine them. Treat yourself.
You know what they love it.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
You can say you know what they love it as much as Bickmore's Bits.
Yeah. Aussies have loved Bickmore's Bits for 70 years.
My true age is revealed. Let's talk Miley Cyrus. I didn't realise that Miley Cyrus and our producer Caitlin had something in common.
Oh, what's that?
Miley Cyrus.
They say baby. No? They both can't say management.
Said that she is almost 100% sure that she got chased down by a UFO.
Oh, this is when Caitlin didn't realise that those three lights are a plane.
Yes, only it's different with Miley. Miley said she was driving through San Bernardino with a friend and she said she got chased down by some sort of UFO. She said, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. I'd also bought weed wax from a guy in a van in the front of a
weed
taco
wax.
Shop. So it could have been the weed wax.
What's weed wax?
Not sure. But the best way to describe it, she said it was like a flying snow plow coming at us.
The weed wax?
No. The UFO.
A flying snow.
It was glowing yellow. And she said, I saw it. My friends saw it. There were some other cars on the road. They all stopped and pulled over to look at it as well. She said, I definitely think it was real.
Producer Caitlin, can we quickly just chat to you for just a second?
She said she'd never look at the sky again. Mm-hmm. She was really shaken.
Of course. Hello.
Did you have any weed wax before you saw a plane?
Absolutely not. I would never do anything like that.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yep. Sure. So they don't have that bit in common.
No.
But
yes.
They have the UFO. So you're not as weird... as we thought you were, Caitlin.
Mate, yeah. They're real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I take that back.
You are real desperate.
Mate, they're real.
You know how they say humans have midlife crisis?
Yes.
Yes. Well, they've discovered that dogs do too.
Do they? I've been wondering why I've been seeing those dogs on Harleys.
They said that dogs tend to undergo a shift in their perception of the world at this predictable point in their lives, which is halfway through their lives, and that change makes them feel more jaded about the world and less interested in new experiences. You find they just mope around and they don't feel as excited about life.
So what is that for a dog, about 7 or 8 or something?
Well, their ages range from less than a year to 15 years of age was what this experiment
their
they
ages
did.
Ages range
no, sorry, from the, less the dogs year, that they did this life. Experiment on, they looked at 200 dogs aged from less than a year to 15, and they said it came halfway through.
Is this an ad for a dog food company?
No. Okay. I haven't read the rest of the article. I don't think it is. What would the dog food company be?
I don't know.
Way to boost your dog's mood if your dog's feeling jaded.
If they're going through that midlife crisis.
And finally, this really tickled my fancy.
Yeah.
Shane Warne's son, Jackson. Mm. He's on a new show at the moment, SAS Australia. And last night, he and Chappelle were having a little chat. They got served up their dinner, some tomato soup, and the conversation that ensued really piqued my interest.
You know what it is, Jackson?
The food? Soup.
Tomato soup.
Is that good?
I think so.
I've never had it. Good.
What?
I've only had 10 different foods before.
Are you a paleo diet or something?
No, just always had the same thing since I was
Kentucky Fried Chicken, fries, and... Oh, you don't like to experience new foods?
Yeah.
I've got a couple of things about that.
Yeah.
Firstly, it sounded like they were going out at hammer and tong together.
But they really could have featured in your What's Cooking Good Looking.
Absolutely.
It was like they were dirty talking.
Absolutely.
His heavy breathing.
But,
and then I just like the same kind of things.
I've only had 10 foods, which I guess is quite a lot of foods. But the other thing, how's Chappelle's, judgment of him? She says, do you know what that is? Who would ever say to another grown adult about tomato soup,
perhaps,
do you know what that is?
Perhaps he looked weird when it was arriving, so then she went, do you know what that is?
So why? Because he was breathing heavily, staring at his food.
But how's this? He said, so they had dinner in this camp. For the first time he had steak. He'd never had steak before. What? He said he tried
Jackson's
a mandarin
a
for the first time, rock melon and pineapple.
You know the only thing better than eating a mandarin.
Okay. Stop.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, guys. Let's try and give away $10,000.
Make any night in the perfect one with Dr. Oetker Ristorante. Pizzeria taste. Surprisingly, from your freezer.
Here's a wheel of joy and fun. You want a pizza? This wheel is wheelie yum. You want a pizza? There's 10K there for you to win. You want a pizza? Time to give the wheel a spin. You want a pizza?
Madison, I feel it in my bones.
Madison, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I am lovely. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm pretty good. How much lovely would you be with 10 grand in cash?
Absolutely on top of the world.
What do you do, Madison?
I work in a bottle store, bottler.
And what would be the first thing you bought if you won the 10 grand?
I would buy a liter bottle of Kraken.
I don't even know. What's Kraken?
Rum?
So it's a black spiced rum, yeah.
Yeah,
and
you'd love it.
Coke and lime.
Surely you could buy 10,000 bottles of Kraken with $10,000.
Yeah, you could probably buy a whole bar set up, to be honest.
Madison, Bickers is going to give this a huge spin. You've already got a prize just from getting this far because there are no empty spots on the board. Let's hope for the 10 grand. Here
Ready,
we go.
Madison, here we go.
Woohoo.
She's going around.
I really gave it a good arm.
Okay. Good whip
Haven't
round
I?
There,
Too
Bickers.
Big?
No,
Too,
it's great. Yeah.
Okay. Starting to slow down.
10,000's gone
to
round.
Slow, Madison.
It's coming back.
Okay.
It's not bad, Madison. We're going good.
Madison!
Yes!
Madison, you won $10,000.
I won 10 grand.
Oh my God.
No way!
Madison, $10,000 in cash is all yours.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I'm shocked.
Oh my
Quick,
God.
Call up work and tell them to put all the Kraken aside.
Yeah, I'm going to have to now.
Oh, wow. I I've never had an actual hand in giving someone $10,000. My spin got you 10 grand, Madison. I'm claiming that.
That is amazing.
Oh, all thanks to Dr. Urca Ristorante Pizza. You can buy a stack of pizzas and have it with your Kraken.
That sounds amazing too.
Oh, hey, my Madison, heart's racing.
Madison, what else are you going to spend it on?
I'll probably buy a new car or something like that. I need a new car, so yeah.
You sound like you're about to cry, Madison.
I'm really happy.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. God, how's your year been?
It's been really, really horrible due to COVID, but it's been all right. I've been working a lot, so.
Madison, it has been a tough year for everybody.
Yeah.
And one bit of great news is we thought we had that 10 grand to give away, and we've just been told, thanks to the wonderful folks at Dr. Urca Ristorante, we've got another 10 grand to give away, Vickers. So if you're listening to Madison go off and you're like, I want to do that, guess what? We'll go again tomorrow.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little driving you home this afternoon.
It is time for a dad tale.
Yes.
You know, one of those stories that only a father can tell. I was talking to my mate Marty the other day and he was telling me what his dad got up to on the weekend. I have never heard of anyone doing this.
No.
My dad certainly couldn't do it. The dad himself joins us now. Welcome, Phil.
Yeah, how are you? How are you there, Gary?
Very good. Meet Tommy as well. He's with me.
G'day, Phil.
How are you, Tommy?
No, mate, I'm great, but I haven't had the weekend that you've had. What did you get up to?
Oh, well, I've got some ewes and lambs down here at Skeens Creek.
Yeah.
And we're lambing at the moment. Went up the hill. I check them twice a day just to see that everything's in order. And I went up on my little Kubota all-terrain vehicle, and I saw this ewe. This is at the female sheep, the ewe.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw there was a lamb, sort of head, little bit of a nose sticking out. And the sheep was walking around, and I went over to it. I couldn't catch it because it was sort of, you know, still moving around. So I went up and came back. I thought I'd check it again. So I came down the house, and I looked up the hill, and I saw this sheep falling down the hill. You know, I thought, oh, that's it. And I thought that'll be the one that had the lamb sticking out. So I went up again in the little vehicle, and there it was, and lying sort of on the side. So it didn't look too good. Yeah, there was a lamb a bit further out, so I pulled it out. I pulled the leg out, and then the head, and gently eased it out. Got it out. It didn't look too good. You know, it looked pretty. Didn't look like it was sort of going too well.
Was it dead?
Well, it looked pretty. It didn't look too good. It looked like it was dead. Yeah, it looked like it was dead. So it wasn't too good at all. So I thought, well, I'll blow a bit of life into it. So I got its nose and got right down close and blew heavily into it a few times, into the nose. And then after a minute or two, she started to gurgle and carry on a bit. Glugging noises, and it started to come good. I thought, oh, this is good, you know, and it started to move and jiggle around a bit then, but prior to that, it'd been very, very, wasn't really alive.
You gave a lamb mouth to mouth and brought it back to life, Phil. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, this is what you got to do, I think. It's a living creature, you know. It's a terrible thing to lose a lamb. Oh, I don't like losing a lamb, so that's what I've done.
Is it the same technique that you use on a human?
Yeah, well, not quite, because the setup's a bit different, you know. The mouth's a bit different, more into the nose. You blow into the nose, and if you get enough sort of fresh air into it.
Do you pump its chest?
No, it's just into the heavy, quick blowing of sort of oxygenated air into the nose will do the trick.
And Phil, have you had to do this before?
Yeah, I've done it before a few times. Not that often, but I think this one had been hanging, it had been sort of too long in the birthing, see.
Phil, I used to go up to my uncle's dairy farm, and when I went out to deliver baby calves with him, and when they would stop breathing, he would grab them by the legs and swing them around his head to get them to start breathing again. Have you seen
it? Yeah, I've
heard
of that. I haven't actually done it. I've got cattle too. I haven't actually done that. But yeah. I've heard of stories like that. Yeah.
What is that? What would that do?
It kickstart their breathing again. It would literally—it's exactly like you picture it. The first time you says, "Wow!" He grabs them by their legs and swings them around the head, and they start breathing again.
Don't try that on a human. No.
No.
Unless you just want a fun Saturday night. Have you tried to resuscitate any other animals before, Phil?
No, just the lambs. The lambs are the ones that you can do it with because they're small and, you know, you can get down close and all that.
Phil, just before we let you go, have you ever resuscitated a person before?
Well, I haven't. No, I haven't. I wouldn't be so good. I'm better with animals, I reckon. I'm better with the lambs, you know. I'd sort of freak out if it was a human. Okay. But with the lambs, I'm more sort of composed, you know, because I know the job a bit.
You just have to hope for a lammy human, some kind of just a very hairy man or something.
Yeah. I sort of wouldn't try. I'd try it on a human, but I don't think I'd be as good.
Good on you, Phil.
Lamb Whisperer, thank you so much for your time.
Well, it's a pleasure to hear from you.
Phil wouldn't be the first one, though, to have saved an animal's life.
No.
Like Dr. Chris Brown has. I mean, he's a vet, so you'd hope that he had.
Yeah. Imagine if you were the vet that never had one success.
131060. Have you had to blow into an animal? Have you saved an animal's life? Give us a call.
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Wednesday afternoon. And if you have downloaded the Hit app and registered, you could be getting a call a little bit later on. Ooh. We are definitely going to be giving away $5,000.
And if you haven't, quick, go download it now.
It's not too late, but right now we are asking the question on 131060.
Have you resuscitated an animal? Because my mate, have you? What? Why are you saying okay like that?
You just used different wording before.
To what Phil, my mate's dad, said.
Yes.
Yeah. What did he do?
Have you blown into an animal?
That's right. He had to blow into a lamb.
Yes.
That was being birthed. And it was kind of stuck, and he thought it wasn't looking good, so he pulled it out. He realised it was dead, so he resuscitated. Gave the lamb mouth to mouth resuscitation.
Yes.
Cassandra, have you saved an animal's life before?
I have. Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hey, Cass. What happened?
Pretty good. I was a vet nurse and a zookeeper at the time, and we got called up from the beach to go and do a cesarean section on a lion. And, three cubs we had to resuscitate, little lion cubs.
Oh, my God.
So cute.
So cute.
So did you, the thing that I was talking to Phil about, asking Phil about, so you don't do any of the compression stuff, it's just the blowing?
Actually, we kind of did this time. We had to sort of, you sort of do it just by rubbing them, like, vigorously, and then you've got to flick them upside down, much like the cow around the head situation.
Wow. And
they survived. They're big now.
I was going to say, do you still visit them?
Oh, I don't. It was in Queensland at the time, but I don't.
Oh, good on you, Cassandra.
Yeah, that's great. Let's go to James. G'day, James.
What's happening?
Mate, talk to us.
Rightio. So I had I've still got a Rottweiler having a few puppies. One come out, not so good. Zara had enough. She's like, stuff ripping this bag apart. So I had to rip the bag apart, pull it out. It was had its tongue hanging out and stuff like that. And
so what do you mean, rip the bag apart? What does that mean?
It comes out in a sack.
Oh, it's a sack apart. Okay, sure.
Yeah,
okay,
sack apart. As a sack. And it was like sort of half hanging out, so it was getting oxygen and whatnot, but it wasn't doing its thing. So I had to give it a bit of a rub and cut the lips over the old mouth and gave her a few blows.
And good as new?
Toot, toot. She was running away. No, she wasn't running away.
Toot, toot. It's great.
That must have been quite a good feeling, James. You saved its life.
Yeah, so I've actually still got the little puppy. She's 8 weeks old now. Bumsy as ever, so...
Yeah.
Cute.
Good on you, James. Because who you want?
What about Kate? Kate, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We can. We hear that you have got a tale for us. Have you saved an animal's life?
I don't know if we can call it an animal. It was an insect.
What sort of insect?
Okay.
A cricket.
You did. What? How?
Kate, I've never...
I like Kate already.
Yeah, I know. Kate, I've never known... Is a cricket and a cicada the same thing?
No. What?
Sorry. No, sorry. Really. Everyone's shaking their heads wildly at me.
Yeah.
I apologise.
What had happened to this cricket, Kate?
Oh, look, I think I was probably 15 at the time. My brother was not much younger. And I got home from school one day and he's hosing this cricket on the footpath at the front of the house. I'm like, what are you doing? Leave that creature alone. And he's like, it's just a cricket. I was like, I don't care what it is. And so it's lifeless on the ground and like, this is not over for you, cricket. And I tried to locate its little mouth. And I compressed its little cricket chest. And then within like 2 minutes, it jumped up and ran away.
Kate, you are so lucky because 9 times out of 10, you accidentally swallow that cricket.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home this afternoon.
If you have a, I was going to say a teenager, but I feel like Ollie started reading these books maybe when he was about 6 or 7, you will know of Andy Griffiths and all of his incredible books, in particular the Treehouse books.
Yes.
Started at 13 Story Treehouse.
13, I believe, was the first.
We are up to 130 stories on this treehouse. He joins us now. Welcome, Andy Griffiths.
Thank you very much.
Andy, how tall is this treehouse going to go?
Nobody knows. I don't even know how it went past 13, really. Just kept going.
Are you finding that kids that started reading at the start at 13 stories are now older, and so are kids coming into it now who haven't even known that it started at 13 stories and working backwards, or is it the same kids going all the way through?
The answer to all those questions is yes.
Okay.
To all of them. I did talk to a mother the other day. She said, my son's going into year 12 this year. He started with the 13 story treehouse back in grade 2, I think it was.
Wow.
So he's, I hope he does well in year 12. And many kids come in at even four or five years old now. We're getting readers sending us letters telling us how much they're enjoying them. So they know nothing of the rest of the series or my sordid history with the Just series and the day my bum went psycho.
The beautiful thing about your books is they are so great for reluctant readers, especially boys, like I found, because they're so wacky and crazy and zany. And some of the times I find when I'm reading them, I'm constantly trying to put them in the real world and I'm trying to show how similar it might be to something we have in our house. And Ollie's looking at me like, Mum, just let it be what it is, which it doesn't necessarily always have to make sense. You know, you must get so many letters from boys particularly who say, this is why I love reading.
Well, certainly boys can be, thinking that sitting down reading a book is passive and it's not a real manly thing to do. But I think we're moving through that kind of outdated idea. But, of course, girls are enjoying it just as much because they love adventure and silliness as much as boys. So also, there is no point to a lot of it, and that is something that kids get immediately.
That is so refreshing to hear.
That's the bit that I don't get, that I'm constantly trying to clarify, and then they look at me like you've got three heads.
Exactly.
You're trying to say that the treehouse is somehow big corporations?
Well, no, just structurally, would it work architecturally, you know?
Yeah, you've got a to-do list, whereas most kids don't. They've got a to-don't list.
Andy, when I interviewed Paul Jennings a few weeks ago, I was blown away because he's obviously prolific and, you know, we've all read his books growing up.
Yep.
That he didn't start being a children's author till he was 40. From there, at 40, he turned into one of our most, you know, famous authors. When did you start writing?
When I was 6, I was writing silly little books and ridiculous get well cards to my dad in particular. Dear Dad, get well soon or you are doomed. And this is the picture, and I did pictures for him of him being doomed. But so I've always had this silly streak, and it was just entertaining friends and family. And Paul Jennings has done something I've never done, which is write a sensible, thoughtful book for adults. And I will never be able to do it, I don't think.
Andy, you've written so many books. You mentioned The Day My Bum Went Psycho just before, which is part of the Bum Trilogy.
I feel like that would be right up your alley.
Yeah. I think it's all pretty fun. Which one has been the most fun to write?
I would say the treehouse is the most enjoyable. So I often think, what's the stupidest possible thing I can think up? Let's see if I can get away with that and annoy Carrie, because let's watch her try and explain this one to her child. That's a pretty sure way to come up with some fun ideas.
Andy, just before we let you go, Carrie has a kids book that she wrote, a book from back in the day. Would you like to pitch it to Andy?
Which one?
The Boy Who Pressed Too Hard.
Oh, my! Oh, stop it. I've forgotten about that. I used to write a lot when I was a kid as well. Mine were never that good at all, Andy, only I wrote one day about the boy who pressed too hard on his pencil and it broke. That was pretty much the extent of it. The title was more catchy than the actual story.
The title gets you in.
Are you laying down a challenge to me to see if I can make a whole novel out of a boy who broke his pencil?
If you can do that.
I'm interested.
The 130 story treehouse is out now. It's been a pleasure. Andy Griffith, thank you so much, mate.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Wednesday afternoon. And guys, coming up next, we're going to try and give away we are going to give away $5,000. It's guaranteed.
We're going to try and we're going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They say bad things come in threes, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. When it comes to my couch, my gorgeous couch. That once was gorgeous, not so gorgeous
anymore.
The couch
that's covered in everything.
Yeah. It's had another accident.
So the Sharpie was the last one.
Okay, if you haven't been on the journey that is he's my couch, here's what's happened so far.
We need to discuss my couch. Last week, what happened to my couch?
Addy drew on it with a Sharpie. Well, actually, you drew on it, pretend it was Addy, filmed it for Instagram content.
What are you doing? Drawing, but not with the Sharpie.
Today at lunchtime, I discovered something else on my couch, a bird. At lunchtime today, all of a sudden I could hear something going. That's not helpful, is it? You're getting them.
It was great to watch.
So there is a giant puddle of bird poo on my couch.
Everybody hurts.
And going.
Sometimes.
This morning, this happened. I'm about to show you a picture.
Yeah.
Describe to the people what you can
see. God, at first glance, because I did not see the puddle underneath it. Oh, wow.
At Carrie Tommy Show, if you want to have a guess as well.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to have a guess.
No, it's so obvious it's what piss. It is. It's piss.
Yeah. I don't know how you would guess anything
else.
I know.
Three children's weakened my bladder and I couldn't hold. No, it's not mine.
I'd be so impressed if it was yours because it's at an angle.
Well, it is from a female though.
Is it?
Yes. So this morning.
This might answer the question for me that I've often wondered.
Can women pee standing up?
Or can they pee against a wall?
Well, I don't. Do you imagine the pee's coming out front or back? Because in this case, it came out the back.
Yes, that's what I imagine.
Yes.
I imagine kind of leaning over forward and pissing against like a trough wall.
This morning, gorgeous little Adelaide, who's almost two, started saying to me, potty, potty, potty. And I was like, potty? And she was like, toilet. And I was like, oh, she might. Well, she wants to use the potty, right? Which is, I wasn't prepared for way too early. I was given it another year. So then I was like, okay, well, I guess I could give it a crack.
I guess I could slowly get the potty.
So I took the nappy off her and went into the laundry to find the potty that's kept up in the cupboard. Got it down, washed it out, came down, sat it down on the floor and popped her on the potty. And then I was like, okay, so now you do your wheeze on the potty. And she looked at me like, what are you talking about? She didn't do her wheeze. Yeah. She stood up and I was like, oh, okay, well, I don't know why you were saying potty and toilet because she didn't do anything, right? She went about playing. I went to take the potty away and then I turned back around and she was just standing up against the couch peeing. And then she just walked away, with her toys, and there she left, just this pee all down the couch and a puddle at the bottom.
Haven't you just got it dry cleaned?
Yes, well, not that part. I just got it one cushion dry cleaned, so now I have to take the whole base in to get dry cleaned.
Well, that was considerate to not pee on the part that just been dry cleaned.
That is true. And, you know, on the plus side, now I know that she can tell me when she needs to go to the toilet.
Yes.
So that's helpful, so I can steer her away from the couch next time. I feel like it might be time to burn the couch. You know, I was against this idea because I was like, I feel like it's wasteful.
You know
now this couch.
You know how your child has just started peeing on the couch?
wait till she's finished?
I wouldn't
on
be
the
getting
couch?
A new couch just okay, now. Great. Yeah.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, it's time to give away another massive prize.
Oh my God, this feeling's just begun.
Over $250,000 in cash and prizes to be won.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail. Cause my heart goes.
Oh, your heart will pound today if you win the $5,000 cash that's on offer.
Cash. We don't see enough cash around these days.
No restrictions. Do what you want with it.
Do what you want. Absolutely. Because do you want the parcel number for today?
Yes, I do.
Everybody will have their ears pinned as close to the speaker as possible. The parcel number is 4050. Jesse, have you got the phone number there?
We are dialing.
Punching in. And we've got to hope for an
Jane.
For an answer this time.
Hello, Jane speaking.
Hello, Jane. It's Carrie and Tommy here. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Look, I'm pretty good. Do you want to ask Carrie how she's doing?
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I'm good too, Jane. Very good.
That's good.
I
Good to hear from you guys.
I hear that you've got a daughter who's turning 18 in November, is that right?
I do, yes. Yeah, and she's doing year 12 as well.
Oh, so she's got exams on at the moment?
She's got her last day at school on Friday and then she's full on prepping for exams.
Oh,
so
it's
been pretty full on actually, stressful and full on.
What's she going to do, Jane? What do you think he's in the future for?
She's thinking of doing nursing.
Oh, what a better year to make us all realise how damn amazing nurses are.
Yeah.
Exactly. So she's put in a uni application and fingers crossed that she will get accepted once she does her exams.
One of the great things about nurses is obviously the work they do. One of the sad things is we think they're underpaid. Because
absolutely.
Is there anything you can do about that?
I mean, I was thinking, Jane, do you think $5,000 cash would help you and your daughter?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it would. That would be fantastic.
It's coming your way. You've won
$5,000. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's a lovely surprise. Thank you.
What are you going to do with it, Jane?
I'll definitely give some to my daughter because she's saving for a car as well. So she's trying to study, works part-time. You know, she's a good girl, so, and then the rest, I don't know, maybe we can all go on a holiday.
Aww.
Put them back in the state.
Good on you, Jane. How easy was that?
It is super easy. If you want to be a part of it, just make sure you download the HIT app and register for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail. We've got heaps of prizes to give away, guys. More cash. We've got, there's a car you can give away as well.
Wow.
And if you want to find out what we're giving away tomorrow, make sure you listen to Brekkie.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little. And we got Husey and Ed in here as well. G'day, guys.
Hello.
What about
a day.
What about the arm of Carrie Bickmore and the ability to spin a 10 grand winner?
Jeez. Move aside, Shane Warne.
You need to go straight to the casino.
Oh.
There's one in 50 chance and she's...
That was amazing.
The only time I've ever
incredible.
Won anything at a casino was on roulette. That's the wheel,
really?
Isn't it?
Magic. You give her the dice.
Did they let you spin it?
No, they didn't. Maybe I just have luck with wheels.
I want two dice so Carrie can blow on them.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then,
Daddy needs a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, come
lucky
on.
Seven. Blow on the dice.
Do you want me to have a spin for you now?
Yes, please.
We're not meant to do this. Just get a
come on.
She's heading over to the wheel.
At least five large.
Oh, yeah, I need
to get Ertka. They're the best.
Here we go. Daddy needs a new pair of shoes.
Here we go.
Daddy needs a new bucket of sanitizer.
Bring it in, spinner.
Come on. No, that's not
good. Okay.
Here we go.
I went a different direction.
I like
it.
Yeah.
What
do
we got? What are we getting up with?
It's going to be.
What are we ended up with?
It's going to be close again.
What have we got?
Here it's coming.
What have we got?
No whammies. No whammies. No whammies.
Oh, my God. We missed it by two.
But what do we end up with?
$100 Kmart voucher.
We'll take it.
Still pretty good.
At Kmart, $100 gets
you
so much.
Yeah,
go a long
way. Hey, I think there's something fun that you guys could partake in. We did a bit of a new seg today called What's Cooking?
I heard it.
Good looking.
Absolutely.
Did you? And when I thought of that segment, I thought of you.
Whoa.
The pulled
and
pork.
I thought you would be good at putting on a sexy voice and reading a recipe.
Good idea.
Yeah, great. I'll get my glasses.
Have
give
a
us
try.
A go.
Reading
glasses. Have a crack.
All right.
Jesse,
and if you suck, then Ed, you better
suck
hard.
Oh, well. What if I suck hard?
Jess, give him a bit of something, Jesse. Thank you.
This is the one, the same one from earlier today.
Yeah, we've only got one lying around.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Use an electric mixer to whisk egg whites and salt until soft peaks form.
Egg whites,
gradually add sugar, a tablespoon at a time.
Why are you American?
I don't know.
I like it. Keep going, man. I'm into it.
Where's Ed? Ed, come on, Ed.
Give me one more.
Let him
have it. No,
you had enough, mate. I don't want an American lover.
Whisking well between each addition until sugar dissolves.
Come on, Ed.
There you go. Go the next bit. Step three.
Step three.
Okay.
Once all the sugar has been added, continue to whisk for 3 minutes. Whisk in the vanilla essence. Step four.
It's a bit Batman.
Use two teaspoons.
Christian Bale.
To spoon meringue.
It's also a bit like...
Thanks so much.
Oh,
no, well, it's not easy.
No, Carrie, no, please. Hey.
No, it's just not. It's more that it's not appropriate. It's a bit... What's that?
SAS Australia?
No, it's just...
It's sadomasochistic is what you're saying.
It wasn't.
You think that he's got...
Bit 50 shades. Bit 50 shades.
It's time. Christian Grey. To get the whip out. Yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't it either. It is. But anyway, it wasn't...
That's what you were thinking.
He's in Ed up next.
Yeah.
If you missed that earlier in the show, make sure you grab your ketchup. Stick around. Hughie and Ed in next.
Don't be sad that the Carrie and Tommy podcast is over. Just pour some sunshine and share it around with Golden Circle. A funny and sunny good day with everyone. Golden Circle. Share sunshine.